The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, if you're planning on going on holiday, one thing you might be thinking about is, you know, a specialist holiday. Now, there are many, many options out there, believe it or not, and one in particular is Travelize. It's a company that specialises in travel for visually impaired people, although not exclusive to, and that's important to say. Amar Latif, who is blind himself, set up the business, and I spoke to him to find out more about what they do.
I'm so passionate about travelling, and when I lost my sight, when I wanted to travel, I found that a lot of travel companies would say, oh, you need to bring somebody with you. And I felt that very restrictive because, you know, at the time I was a qualified accountant. I had plenty of money, but none of the travel companies would just let me book and go. And I didn't want to necessarily be restricted to traveling with family and friends. I just wanted to be able to travel like any other sighted person. So because I felt restricted in the hands of other tour operators, I decided to become one. And I set up Travelize back in April 2004. We have such amazing customers, you know, that become friends, and I've known them over the years. You know, they travel with us so many times, and it just becomes like one huge worldwide family. And I think, you know, that is, if I was to say, you know, what my biggest achievement is, or what I'm most proud about, it has to be Travelize.
Okay, so I'm going to put a question to you now, which a lot of people have asked me, sighted people have asked me this question, and I want to put it to you because I think that there needs to be an answer to this. And that is, why would a blind person, someone who can see nothing, go travelling?
Well, yeah, this is a typical question that everybody seems to ask. They just think it's like a huge visual world and that's all you achieve. Well, a blind person, when travelling, I mean, for example, myself and many of my customers, it's not just the visuals. You go to new places, you mix with the cultures, you learn about the cultures and the people, the food, the ambience, the, you know, the obviously cliche things like the other senses, the smells, etc. But on top of that, yes, there is visual scenery. And yes, as a blind person, we like to know what that looks like. So with Travelize, each day you're partnered with a different sighted person. The role of the sighted person is just to have that conversation by telling you what's around you. So as a sighted person, you don't have to be amazingly descriptive. You just tell us what you're seeing, and then if we're interested, we'll ask you. And that then brings that element to the travel experience. We do all sorts of experiences as well on holiday, like so from discovery trips to far-flung places like Peru, going on to the floating islands on Machu Picchu. When you're walking on these islands, you feel the sensation, you meet the indigenous families on there, to more activity holidays, like we go walking, you know, in Madeira, an island just off Portugal, and, you know, when you're out in the mountains, the fresh air, the countryside smells, all that sort of stuff, to sailing holidays where you're on a boat and you're feeling the moving sensation of a boat. You're actually sailing yourself. You're parking up in secluded bays, you know, with the sun streaming on you, and you're swimming in the ocean and you're feeling the warm waters. You're swimming with dolphins. Then to things like in Africa, we're out on safari. So instead of just being on a jeep, we actually interact with animals. So in Zimbabwe, we go to this conservation park where you can walk with lion cubs. We go to crocodile farm where you hold baby crocodiles. We feed elephants. I mean, should I just keep going on? I mean, there's just so much out there. And, you know, I'm blind, and, you know, I urge all my fellow blind folk to just consider traveling if you haven't.
What do your customers say? Do you get people who come through who think, well, we'll try it and, you know, we probably won't enjoy much of it because we can't see any of it, and then come away with a totally different approach? Is that what you find?
Absolutely. Sometimes some of the visually impaired travellers can be a little bit apprehensive, and, you know, that's fine, you know, because it's a new experience, especially not travelling with your family or friends. So sometimes what we suggest is we do UK breaks as well. Like, we've got a holiday at the moment to the Peak District, to Northumberland, to Harrogate, to the Orkneys. So you know, if you wanted to try something without going abroad, then there's that option as well. Then that makes you a bit more familiar with how it works. So each day you're partnered with a different sighted person. So at least you've had that experience. And then if you want to go abroad, then you can go maybe to Europe. But in saying that, some of our visually impaired travellers are very adventurous, and the first time they'll book, it'll be somewhere like the Galapagos. They'll be like, right, no, you know, this year I'm going to do something amazing. I'm just going to push the boat out. But one thing is true, that whenever a VI traveller books, it'll be very rare that they just come once. It's quite addictive, and you know, about 90% of our VI travellers will come time and time again.
So even if you are losing your sight, the world can still be your oyster.
Actually, even if you're losing your sight, the world can especially be your oyster. I mean, what I've found is being blind has been such a fortunate thing for me anyway. You know, I'm not speaking for everyone here. I do these crazy things, travelling around the world, and huge opportunities open to you if you let them.
I'm Arlo T from Travelize. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.